Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We're live inside the Ticketmaster Studios where Kirk Cousins stopped in and dropped by for a good 20 minutes. We appreciate him stopping in and talking with us about all the things. He just did discuss the Cardinals, but guys, we had so much other stuff to really talk to him about. And if you missed the interview, it's online at odyssey.com. We'll talk more about it coming up. Raheem Morris is also on the way here at 5:20. You'll get a chance to hear what the head coach had to say to Mike and I as we got an injury update. And Mike, before we get into us being fooled about what we were getting offensively, Drake London was on the field today, and I think that's great news for the Falcons.
Yeah, it sounds like we're going to see him now. I don't know if there's going to be a pitch count on him, but one thing we asked Coach and we asked Kirk, and you'll hear the conversation if you missed it, snippets of that, but we'll replay it later. We had a great conversation with Kirk Cousins. You can rewind to the 4 o'clock hour on the Odyssey app. But I said, yeah, Rob really didn't have an answer on why we can't get both Drake and Pitts to have a big day together. You know, because historically, Carl, we've seen two great players have a great day, catch the football together, T. Higgins and Chase Young. I mean, Jamar Chase do it every day, every week. You know, not last week, but almost every week for the Bengals, for instance.
I think Kurt said it too when he was like, we asked the question and he said, so you're saying that hasn't happened a lot here? And we were like, yeah.
I said, it's kind of like mutually exclusive. One guy's the man, the other guy takes a secondary role. Why can't both guys? Because that's what you and I said back in August with this offense,
but then
throwing Bijan.
But then, Mike, he rolls off all the receivers that he played with in Washington, all the guys he played with in Minnesota, and he's like, we did this all the time. Like, he's talking about, like, it shouldn't be mutually exclusive, but I understand how it can be. Do guys feel like they get squeezed out? His words, not mine, and saying, yeah, you have a day where you get two balls. You're going to feel like, hey, I didn't get enough balls today. That's just any of these guys. That's just the nature of a competitor. But to his point, there's no reason why we can't have London have 8 or 9 balls, Pitts have 8 or 9 balls, and both guys go for 100 yards.
Right. We also asked Kirk about coming back next year, maybe reworking the deal. I said, would it take a guarantee or the starter all season? He said that's a February conversation. Day-Day, Damian Lewis, our producer, caught a great thought during the break. He goes, you know, if Cousins does come back, just throwing it out there, but it's a great point from Damian, what if he doesn't want to have to go to another coordinator? What if he actually likes what Zach Robinson is doing? Does that mean that it kind of helps Zach stay here another year, which would make me go, no!
Yeah, well, look, it depends on how bad they want to keep him. I mean, if you're going to move on and that's some of the leverage that you want, I don't want to deal with another coordinator because, look, we did this already. I don't want to have to struggle trying to figure out a new system. Maybe that is something that's on the table. I do not know.
What's your Spidey sense? You think he's not coming back? He gone?
No, man, look, I think he's open to whatever the best opportunity is. I really do. And if that's here, let's be honest, I'm not picking up my family and we're going somewhere else, right, for another 2 or 3 years.
And we know he's got roots here.
Absolutely. And I'm not saying that that keeps you here because I always tell you guys, when you're rich, you live wherever you want, okay? But I do think, like, his family's following him around. Right, they've been a few places, and now you get here, and you're like, look, if this is a great opportunity, I do think he's open to that. But I don't know, Mike. If you're going to tell me right now who's the starting quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons, September 1st, 2026, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, because
and that's with Michael Penix on the team.
And we do know that, and Kirk brought this up, and we always use it, the best test case for coming back from an ACL is Adrian Peterson. You know, and then we've seen other guys. Everyone's going to be watching Patrick Mahomes now, and all the wear and tear that he's put on that body. But with Michael Penix, too, the fact that he's had these injuries, this is the other knee. But we know that we will need a quarterback one way or the other because Penix will not likely be ready week one.
What do you think?
I think it's going to have to require some serious ass-kissing to get Kirk Cousins to come back here.
Okay.
If I'm being honest.
Because he's probably in the car right now.
Yes. I think it's going to require that. I think he was diplomatic when we asked the question.
Yes.
I think he was very ticked off that they drafted Penix Jr. He has been a team player. We said that. Michael said he's been nothing but supportive.
You act like he's going to walk in the room, bend the knee. I mean, what are we talking about here?
I'm thinking, you know, there's going to be – well, I mean, the money – we said this. Whether those critics of Kirk Cousins have always said Kirk's never won anything, but he's always stacked paychecks. And, yes, he has. And I think that would continue. Like his agent is one of the best in the business, and it will certainly be a contract that's beneficial, a restructure to him.
Well, again, it's not like Kirk is not getting his money, right? He got his money. Matter of fact, most of that has been paid out, believe it or not. I know Falcon fans are still tripping off the contract. I said it's the cost of doing business.
Fontenot could be up his office right now, listening, laughing, like going, "What are you guys high?" He's gone. You know, there's no freaking way to make this work. We got to stretch this cap hit over two seasons.
Okay.
We're going to be taking it in the shorts
right,
in our own way, the way the Tua Tagovailoa and the Dolphins might be.
Terry, who's your quarterback starting next year? Don't tell me it's Michael Penix because I don't know what this cap looks like.
Can I tell you the excitement you and I will have talking to Mr. Unlimited in here next year?
No. Don't even go there. Give me Kirk. Give me Kirk.
Can we just talk to Sierra and Russell doesn't come in?
That's not going to happen. Hey, man, Mike, did we get fooled when we talk about this offense? Because you took a random poll today, didn't you?
Yes.
A random poll.
I polled the media, and the media I found does not like being polled.
Well, they don't want their names dropped.
Well, I wasn't going to drop names. I went in the room. It's about 15.
Well, what did? Oh, never mind.
There's about 15 people in there that cover the Falcons. You should have seen these guys. Like I had a hidden microphone or something. They got some tight sphincters in there.
Did you?
Said this. No. But I said, hey, I've got a wacky radio idea. Let me do an unscientific but anonymous poll. Who out there thinks that Raheem is coming back next year? Well, anyway, in a show of hands, 5-4 with 4 abstentions. Folks at Ball Ground, that means they didn't vote.
Good call.
But 5-4 says they think Raheem is gone.
Okay.
But even in the media room, it's pretty close whether Raheem is going to be discharged or he comes back next year from Arthur Blank.
Look, I've said, as we talked about this, and then, you know, when Mike told me this earlier today when he came in, I said, well, I'll probably put me in that corner as well.
6-4.
Yeah, that I think he's gone.
And now I'm 7-4.
Yeah. Well, but I do think he's got a case. And when you hear him, not just with us in the next 5 minutes where you'll hear what he had to tell us, but when you hear him, Mike, he does give legitimate reasons as to how and why this season has played out. And if the owner wants to believe that the NFL, and I think he does, is a one-possession league, which it is, and we lost all of our one-possession games, which we did.
Right.
Which they could have easily gone the other way. And if we can learn how to do that, is it necessary to blow this up? And the owner could easily turn to him and say, it's not worth it. We lost our 5 closest one-possession games. We didn't win those. If you win New England, if you win, you know, you go back. We talk about it. Carolina, blah, blah, blah. This looks differently. But that's every season. Guys, last year, Kansas City won every one of their one-possession games. This year, they're out of the playoffs, and their quarterback just had surgery. Like, that's the NFL. So I'm not telling you he's coming back. I'm just simply saying, Mike, there is a legitimate case for him to sit at that table with Arthur Blank and say, here's the deal. This is what happened. And we've been talking all season. It's not like Arthur Blank's not been being briefed.
But again, if you're Arthur Blank, but you're not a rookie coach anymore. You're not a second-year coach. You've been in the league. How does this happen? How was – you know, again, my objections, you had a 5-game losing streak when the season was in the balance in a winnable division, and the mistakes just killed you, and the mistakes were correctable. And the mistakes, some of them were by the coaching staff. Yes, this player missed an assignment. This player didn't do his job. But there were times where the coaching staff really screwed up. And you got to put guys in a position to succeed. Why is it Drake has a good day but Pitts can't? Why can't all our guys all succeed? Why haven't we created the mismatches we thought we had with all these individual skill position players? Some guys out there as offensive coordinators could look at Bijan and Drake and Pitts and be like a mad scientist. You know, give that to Sean Payton. What the hell's he putting up on there? You know, on the scoreboard. You know, why is that? You know, the special teams obviously is the number one factor because it costs you games. So these are the things, and I don't forget, yes, you may finish the season and win 4 games, but the 5 games that you lost, that's what cost you the year.
Yeah, it feels like we're having the same conversation we had at the end of the you know, the Quinn era, where it was like, oh, you win a few games and it makes you feel good.
Same with Arthur Smith.
That's right. But you know, we're 7-10, 7-10, 7-10. 404-726-0929, you guys can hit us up.
Speaking of the Atlanta media, D-Led, thanks, Mike and Carl. D-Led did vote, by the way. But he was asking Drake, and we asked this question a few months ago.
Just threw him under the bus. You heard that, right?
No, I said he voted. I didn't say how he voted.
You shouldn't say any names.
Well, you know who's in the media room.
Zero names.
But you know who's in the room.
I know, and you know they don't know.
I got a friend Mark's in there. I
mean, anonymous, no more there, yes.
Exactly.
I'm not telling you how they voted. I'm just saying some guys abstained, some guys voted.
Yes, but what if D abstained and didn't want to say that he voted?
Mike, please, plausible deniability.
This is the issue. This is what I said.
I don't think I've held their confidence. But as far as the question, D-Led
asked. Two voters now, Mark.
Drake London. We asked Drake this. Actually, we asked Kyle Pitts this, I should say, earlier this year, and Kyle said he wanted to stay here, and he was asked again, and he still wants to stay here.
Didn't you ask that question?
I did. Yes. I was told it was a lazy question, but the media asked it too. But Kyle does want to stay here, and I think you and I have debated it. This is, again, it's so Falcony. When he's on his game, he's one of the best guys in the league. When he's not, he makes you want to throw something at the television. What do you do?
So this gets back to where we sold a bill of goods when it comes to this offense. And ironically, speaking of D-Led, who did write a piece in regards to us being told by Michael Penix at the beginning of the season that he thought this was going to be one of the best offenses in the league. I don't think Michael Penix was lying. What we did know is how this would function and how it would operate game in and game out, week to week, the adjustments that needed to be made. But when you go back and remember how we were talking about this offense and the potential of it, it just felt different. It's not lived up to it, guys. It's just not. Even last week with the comeback win, Cousins, hell of a game, fourth quarter, making big plays. We have not consistently scored 24 points, Mike, all season long. So it's really interesting because Pitts is a part of that false bill of goods. He's a part of the makeup of what we were sold and what we're actually getting. To answer your question, I'm not sure. I do know this, and I've told you. I can't base this on one game or just one season, regardless of what he ends up with over the next three games. But with his age, I do think it plays a role. Again, dude's just 25 years old.
That's just it. And, you know, does another OC maximize it? Or is it always about what's between his ears as far as that effort? And we said this earlier. I got no problem with Michael Penix Jr. having swagger about his team, pumping his guys up, saying this could be the most dynamic offense. On paper, it should be.
Should be.
It should as hell be, but it just isn't. And why? That's another question Arthur Black's going to be asking.
Raheem Morris jumped in and joined us. Wait until you hear what he has to say about where this team is. And I asked him, how do you feel right now? It's coming up on Dukes and Bell.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, before we get to Rob, by the way, thanks.
I did miss you, though.
Hey,
I'm glad you did. I missed you, too. I was trying to keep tabs on things, man.
You got the old school throwback.
Thanks. You, by the way, they were rocking these on Thursday,
yeah.
And I got them before they went. They get them while they're hot. And by the way, I loved, we always joke about Ross showing more emotion. You show emotion. When you looked right at the camera on Amazon, that was gold, man.
That was my son.
Well, you spoke for a lot of fans that were feeling the way. Not going to get you involved with the NFL and officiating.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
But that was a rare show of emotion.
What are you talking about?
My son, All Day Jay.
That's your alter ego? All right, Raheem Morris is in the studio with us, guys. It's the Ticketmaster Studios.
Well, that son said, you go call that?
Yeah, it's Dukes and Bell. Look, I'll be honest. Speaking of that, let's start there. Because the first thing I asked Mike, I said, how the hell, what happened with these penalties? Now, Coach, again, right. I'm not asking you to judge the officials. But we came into the game one of the least penalized teams in the league, and then you see the numbers. What do you tell the guys? I mean, at halftime even, it was like, it felt like we were getting calls on everything.
We had 10 at halftime, and, you know, obviously it comes down to discipline, control, and concentration when we talk about penalties. And that's the major thing we talk about, always have, and that's why we've been one of the least penalized teams in the National Football League. So when it happened, the things you can learn, the lessons you can learn from that when it do happen, is how to deal with adversity. And how not to blink. And I was very proud of the football team and the players and the guys not blinking and allowing that to become an excuse, so to speak. And the guys didn't. They found a way not to make that the excuse, make that the reason. And it was really exciting to do that.
Now, again, Coach can't comment on this because the NFL getting his wallet. But when one team has only 4 penalties and the other has 19, that's something that's not right there. And I'll leave it there. All right, Coach, great job.
It's a deep wallet, though.
Unless Coach wants to address it, in which case we can make ESPN today.
It's a deep wallet, though.
So back to vacation.
But, hey, man, how great was it to see the team respond? And look, we talked with you about Pitts all year and all last year, but great to see Pitts just have that dog in him, and it's just like another gear when he plays the Bucs.
Yeah, he's really been putting on that performance, or type of performance. We've been close to that the last couple of weeks. We've been one playoff. We've been one drop here. We've been one missed opportunity. And to see him put it all together in that week was really fun to watch. And to see him put it together in that game, and, you know, he summed it up well, talking about how much he likes Florida. And that weather, but to watch Pitts go out there and run, catch the rock, ball out the way it did, you know, a lot of people missed the blocking, the extra effort things. I pointed out the fact of him, you know, he got the penalty call them that they picked up when they thought he blocked in the back, but it was an awesome shield by him to spring out some people down the field, the effort he's playing with. And we talk about that every week, you know, how you gonna get these guys going? Like, these guys get these guys going. You got guys like Bijan, Pitts, you know, Drake, some of these guys, man, on offense. Yeah, you know, don't even talk about the O-line and what they bring every single week. I love it, man. It was great to watch.
Speaking of London, Coach, he was back. What did you see today?
He went out. You know, was limited, I believe, is our official status on what we say. But he definitely went out, caught some passes for us, did a lot of really good things, had a smile on his face, and I'm very encouraged to watch him.
Now, the question I think would be for Falcon fans, how do you get that kind of production and effort and impact from Pitts simultaneously with Drake's on the field from your OC?
I talk about this all the time, right? And it's really cool, right? So it's like, a lot of times you talk about dispersion thing and targets, you know, and like the league dog guy, for the most part, you go to any football team, probably is around 12 targets, right? You got Bijan's going to get 20 carries, right? You want to get him 20 carries. You got Tyler, who you got to get a couple carries, right? And then you talk about that second guy getting 8 to 10. And Pitts has been probably the second guy for most of the season getting 8 to 10. And those games can look the same, right? So on any given day, you know, I mean, just talking about the guys that we have, a Drake can be number one, a Pitts can be number one, a Kyle could be number one, obviously Bijan now and the stuff that he's doing in the receiving game. But, you know, those are the things that should happen every single week. Now, they are not always going to be that type of game where it's that monstrous, but you can have a breakout type of guy that time, any time of the week, just how it plays out.
Coach, you said today Troy Anderson done for the rest of the season. All the speculation, I guess it was even last week you admitted, you know, to him not being available. Zach Harrison and Braylon Trice also down for the season. And it just makes me wonder, with what we've done on defense, and if we had those guys available, you don't know what it might look like, but how much depth that would add to the defense, and I think some versatility. Injuries are part of this thing, but the Troy Anderson thing is perplexing for a lot of Falcon fans. Is there anything you can say to expound on that?
You know, obviously, we were hoping to get him back this year. We didn't get it, had the setback. It is what it is. You know, he has been in great spirits. Watching him over the last couple of weeks, you can tell he's starting to get healthier, getting closer. So looking forward to getting him back out there with his guys and being able to be around it. Like, he's been one of those guys that's been around the meetings every single day, every single week. He's been in the building. I get a chance to see him all the time. He is certainly a delight to be around and see. So I'm thankful for that. And I can't wait to get him back on the grass, you know. But, like, really to expound upon anything else, kind of worthless until we get to the offseason and get some things going and get him on the grass and be able to watch him. I think it'd be helpful.
Coach Raheem Morris is with us, guys, in the Ticketmaster Studios. Hughes goes down. I know Alford, I should say, D. Alford did a great job. I mean, always about next man up. I thought he was solid. We'll talk about the secondary because AJ, I thought one call was ticky-tack, but he had a tough day in the office on Thursday.
You know, you can always fight any of those kind of calls, and especially on Mike. You know, Mike is one of those guys that drew those pass interferences pretty well. He always has been. He's always been kind of that way. When the game was going on, I was thinking about, like, Trufant and Rocky back in the day when that happened to them with Mike.
Were you cheering Kobe on, trying to kind of give Kobe some encouragement?
You know, he's not a guy that needs that.
Right.
He is a very confident young man. And, like, you know, they're going to make plays on him, and they made a couple plays on him. And it was, you know, it's a Hall of Famer out there, right? And he's out there playing his butt off and fighting his butt off. So when he went out and made a play, you know, knifed him and got him on the ground and really made that big-time play over there. And I thought that was awesome. Like, those are the things you want to have happen for the young man. You're going to have some losses in his game at corner, and you better figure out how to deal with those. And, like, I just love the fact that he stepped up and competed at a very high level, although it wasn't a perfect day.
Right.
And those are the things that kind of make your guys, the mentality, the makeup of your team, you know, the fight, the people you want to go out and get. And that's what he displayed that day. And it was kind of ironic. Believe it or not, you can ask the guys, but not in the Saturday night meeting, but whatever you want to call it, the Thursday morning meeting that's like a Saturday night meeting. We talked about people getting opportunities, and he was one of the guys that stood up and talked about and kind of elaborated on and said, hey, you know, he showed us a couple weeks ago in the Carolina game when he went out there playing that third down and got a big stop, came out in fourth down, maybe Caden made the tackle on the sideline, and then watching them get an opportunity on a sixth play of the game and go out there and play against a future Hall of Famer, man, was a great opportunity for him.
Yeah, we thought the kid could play coming into camp. I mean, I know he was undrafted, but lots of high expectations coming out of Big 12. Coach, OC Zach Robinson said, Cousins, quote, it's been great to see him just cut it loose and go play football. Is that how you feel?
There's no doubt. You know, like getting the opportunity, being able to be back in the seat of the full-time operator, you know, being able to be the dictator of the meetings, the dictator of practice, being able to go out there and get those walkthroughs, really be able to take that whole game plan in. That's what he is. That's what he's been. It was the reason we brought him in the first place. So, like, watching him go out there and operate is not really shocking us. It's really just happy to see him do that. You know, I think I talked about in a press conference today. He said, what are you worried? I said, really, it's just a disappointment. We weren't able to get that going last year when he had an opportunity to turn it.
Yeah, you were asked about regrets.
And really flip it that day. You know, like, that would be the one thing, you know. And it's like, you know, for whatever reason in the game, those things happen. And those things you got to live with as a coach, a player, and really the fans and you guys, you know, like, you got it. That's the only thing you think about.
One of the things we spent so much time in the draft is moving back in the draft to get James Pierce Jr. And now this dude may get more than 10 sacks, 2 sacks on Thursday night. And, I mean, how much were you in love with him? I know we know the GM was in love with him. What did you think going all the way back to the spring?
Or your son.
Or your alter ego, who may or may not have yelled at the Amazon camera.
You know, it was great, you know, going through the process with Terry for the second time and Kyle Smith and Ryan. And being able to look at the guys, put them on paper, really evaluate it, figure it out. And, like, we know we had to fix our pass rush. So to be able to go get Jalen, you know, a Georgia Bulldog, fan favorite, toughness, leader, you know, all of the makeup that we had. And then to look at some of the other guys that were in consideration. And then you see James Pierce there, and it's like, hey, man, like, the first round pick for next year, to go get him this year. To let those two pair up and be able to go out there and change it right now was worth it for us, and especially when you got the third round pick back and you're able to go get Watt and you see what that turned into. That's been pretty good for us. I mean, those guys looking like 3 first rounders. So, like, loving James Pierce, loving Jalen Walker, loving the guys that we picked up, Billy Bowman, loving Watt, loving all the guys that we were to go get, and really having an affection for them to watch those guys go play for us and have a that you knew they could have in that first year because we talked about this, the outside guys being able to affect the game a little bit more than necessarily inside guys in the first year because of how fast it moves in there. But I'm excited about those guys.
Did you talk to Kirby about Jalen? And if so, what did he tell you? What did he tell you?
Kirby was he's always absolutely awesome to talk to because he's like a truth-teller, and he tells you about his guys, and he gives you, you know, all of the nuggets. He gives you all of the coaching points. He gives you all of the you know, he brings you the things that outside of the field. He thinks you – things on the field, the special parts of the person. I don't want to tell you exactly what he said because I feel like I'd be giving away personal information about all of his guys. But, like, it's always a joy and a pleasure to talk to Kirby because of how great of a coach he is, how well he's respected. Having that university right there, being to watch the guys come out of that program, being to take guys from that program is really cool.
Hey, man, 2.5-point favorites for those who follow that stuff this week in Arizona, taking on the Cards.
You're really trying to get in this pocket, aren't you?
They got two of the best tight ends in the league. McBride is a stud, and I know that we got Harrison, the other dudes, and he's been inconsistent, but I guess Brissett at quarterback, what do you see when you look at the Cards from a defensive side?
I mean, you know, you mentioned McBride. Right. He's been one of the best since he got in the league. You know, he's come in and been really well. This year has been really special for him. He was a pain in my neck when I was out in L.A., and he just followed me. So, like, going up against him, he's done a great job. Mark Wilson has really stepped up for him at the wideout position, number 14. He's really stepped up in a major way with Harrison being out. Harrison has the opportunity to play, looks special. He's been up and down, of course, but when he does certain things, he looks special. He has that kind of ability, and those guys going to Jacoby Brissett is the ultimate pro, right? One of those guys that wherever he goes, he has success. A couple years ago, he was the second-team quarterback in Washington. We end up hurting the first guy, and he came in and lit us up. So, like, you better be ready to go when you're playing against this guy because he knows what to do. He knows more football than probably a lot of coaches.
We got 3 weeks. Can you let us into your mindset, how you feel, not about the team, how you feel and where you're at as the head coach of this football team?
You know, our mentality, like I told you, is, like, about everything for our guys, right? It's for Bijan Robinson. It's for Kirk Cousins. It's for Drake London. It's for Darnell Mooney. It's for that whole front five. The whole defense, the entire guys, and talking about what we're going to be. And, like, just going to show it for ourselves and doing it. Because you got to learn how to win, right? And, like, we proved that this year that we didn't quite have it all the way in the bag, not being able to finish some of the games that we could have finished. Talking about New England, talking about Indy, talking about the Carolina game, whatever it is, you know, the Jets game. You're right in the mix if you win two of those games. One of those games, you're right in it right now. And that didn't happen for us. And those are the things we got to change. Right, you got it. I know everybody's been joking about to find a way, but I mean it. Like, it's the truth.
You're owning that right now, huh?
It's the truth.
I don't like the memes. I have nothing to do with the memes.
Find a way.
It's the truth, bro.
We got
last week. What did we do last week?
Find a way.
Dalf came out.
It's true.
Got a pick.
Right.
We got the ball back, just like we did versus New England. We drove the ball down.
Yes.
We had a 3rd and 28. We got half of it. 4th and 14,
you get
boom,
it.
Got it all from Seals. He had a major drop. He could have hung his head down, missed an opportunity. He got it, made it, bang, kick, get out of Dodge. Mm. That's finding a way.
And look, I'm glad you own that. I'm glad you said
that. I'm great with that.
Okay, cool. Because I wondered how you felt about that. Because people are like.
I didn't know about it until David Bassett was telling me not to say it. I'm like, David, those are the people saying that don't know how to win. You got to know how to win, bro. Like, that's important.
Yeah, well, look, and to your point, go back to the New England game. We didn't do those things at the end of the game, right?
Bro, you remember what happened in the game. I could tell you right now.
Oh.
We had the critical error.
Right.
Oh.
Clap gate.
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
Right? We had the critical error. Knocked you back. Right? We had a critical error at the end of the San Fran game. We had critical errors on special teams in the New York Jets game. And, like, you got to stop those things. And, like, I got to own those too. Right? You know, like, you never point fingers and blame people. That's not what I do. I don't do that at all. But there are Coach Boo moments and things you got to talk about out loud. And there's only a few ways to say it, you know, like, and I believe in saying it to your team first before you say it to you guys.
Has your coaching, I don't want to say your style because I know your style, but your intensity gone up any?
Mm.
Has it gone just a little? Come on, Ra.
No, like, you don't understand. Like, intensity is the work week. You know, like, for me.
So has it gone? Like, but has it gone up?
It's not about going up. I don't know if it can go up any higher.
Okay.
You know, I give this game my all. I give my team my all. I give everybody in this building everything that I got every single day. And on game day, for me, it's like a calming demeanor of a feeling of confidence to watch those guys go execute. So it's like an easy going type of feel. Like, it's funny. We won a Super Bowl, and it was the same way. I had a headache because it's just a thoughtful process that you go through when you're just looking at everything that's going on. You got to make decisions. And they're easy to make. When I got the clicker in my hand, but you got to make them live. They're a little difficult, and they're
all
difficult
right.
for everybody.
Go get the dub out there in Arizona, man. More
That's
fun
it.
More fun this week.
Well, it don't have to be. What do you think about this college football playoff? You paying any attention to that?
Not really. I don't even get into it this
okay.
early. You know,
okay.
like, I'm such a personable guy.
I heard Oklahoma's
guy.
not going to do well this
such
weekend.
A personable guy. I'm gonna tell you. I go for the people that you know and you care
right.
about. You know, obviously Georgia.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because of the close relationship there and the stuff that's going on with the guys in the building.
They got a chance to pull off another
one. And then
one.
You talk about your guys. Like, you talk about, like, you know, last year with Texas with Bijan.
Yeah,
all the guys that are in it. So it's really about the guys in the building and then letting them guys, you know, have something to talk about. It's always great to put that stuff up.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, have fun. Get the dub.
Coach, appreciate you. Thank
and
you so much.
You almost lost your job. I was going to just come on this show and just take over while you were gone.
Rod Bell.
You know what? I'm glad you found a way.
I don't care who you are. That's funny.
All right.
There's our boy. There's
Coach. Coach Reed Morris. Oh, all right. You missed that. And you missed Kirk Cousins today as well. All great stuff live here at Flowery Branch. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, he's coming back. He returned to practice. When is he going to play? And what will that look like for our team? We'll dive into that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Dukes and Bell. What a day up here at Flowery Branch. Mike Bell.
Yeah.
Got to read Vicky's comments. What's up, Vicky? She says, first of all, that she listened to both interviews today, and we appreciate that. Talking about Coach and obviously talking about Kirk Cousins. But she also says, and this is interesting, after listening to both interviews, I've changed my mind. I hope everyone stays. I don't want to wait another 3 years with the regime change.
Ah.
I only bring this up real quick, and we're going to talk about the Hawks and Trae Young here in a second. But, Mike, that's the other part about this. As much as we want change, because we're not winning enough, that's the bottom line. And Coach knows this. And look, everybody here knows that we should be winning a lot more than what our record is. But it is what it is. But I think there's an element to this. And this is part of that sitting down with the owner. And at the end of the year, I don't know if it's a selling point or not, but I've said this. There's no guarantee that you make a change that next year we win 10 or 15 or 12 games. There's also no guarantee that we might not win 10 or 12 games if you make a regime change. And but Vicky says, look, after hearing, you know, what's going on with our team.
Vicky, you're soft. Stop it, Vicky.
I don't want to do another 3 years and wait.
Well, again, if I'm Arthur Blank and I'm in my 80s, I'm firing everybody and I'm going to try it again. There's a risk involved in everything, okay? There's a risk involved in bringing a retread coach in, a safe hire. You know, there was a risk involved, you know, Carl, if we're honest, in trusting him to get it right this time around.
Yep.
He didn't. He hired the assistants, which have kind of dug a hole that we couldn't get out of. And that's where we're at. Now, Kirk Cousins, in all likelihood, is gone. You don't have a starting quarterback until Penix is ready by October or whenever. So it's in a tough spot. But there's still only 32 of these jobs. There's only 32 guys that would – I mean, believe me, those guys want to be a shot at a GM or a head coach, and you can find them. The key is, if I'm Arthur Blank, is keep Rich McKay out of everything. Whatever his role is, I don't know. I don't care anymore, but I do know he's been the constant. Hire your general manager. He hires the coach. The coach, as you said earlier, answers the general manager. He runs the show.
That's it.
Arthur, don't meddle, because you do meddle. You deny meddling, you meddle. You meddled with Deshaun Watson. You meddled probably with wanting two quarterbacks. Stop meddling. Let the football people run the football team. You want to be on the sideline with 5 minutes to go? Knock yourself out. How's that?
I think it's fair. Trey Young's return is – it's going to happen. It may happen tomorrow, right? Thursday? It could. We do not know. He is listed as questionable, but he's back with the big team. All right, he was with the Skyhawks, more of a conditioning situation, but they recalled him. And, Mike, he returned to practice. Apparently, he had on some University of Oklahoma Air Jordans at his first practice.
Oh.
Which people were commenting on, and then he teased that, well, it might be a preview for Thursday, what you might see. Bottom line is, I think we need Trey back, but I also understand how this team has been operating. Look, we said when he got hurt, can we be 500 when he gets back? We're basically a 500 team. You have survived this stretch of weeks without Trey, without tanking your season, and still being in contention, Mike, to make a move
right.
And potentially move up into a top four spot. The Knicks right now, the talk, because I said this, you know, look, they won the NBA Cup. That's great. Mike Brown said, you know, the greatest thing is hanging a banner in MSG, and then the team came out and said, no, we're not hanging a banner.
Because it doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't. But, you know, you do something for the first time in 53 years or whatever it was, the last time they won a championship. So, but I'm
I mean, that's what I think as a kid. You know, you think about those great Knicks. You think about Pearl and Clyde and Bill Bradley and Dave DeBuscher.
Yeah.
And I really think about the in-season play tournament in December. It's just the same as 73 or Willis Reed walking on the floor at 69.
Well, that's why they corrected him real quick. But look, the Knicks are the cream, right, of the East, at least right now. Obviously, you've got, you know, Giannis is going to come back, Milwaukee. There'll be other teams in the mix. Boston's not as bad as we thought they would be without, you know, the injury to Tatum. But for us, with Trae Young's return, the question becomes, what does this look like for the Hawks? And that's something Mike and I have been throwing around.
This is where Trae and how he does, as you said, gets immersed in this half-court offense, how he makes the transition without losing the things which have, you know, again, we've won some games. The good news is, and this is something Mike Conte pointed out on Monday, I know right now if you looked at the stats, you go, oh, hey, well, we're standings, we're ninth. There's a really close bunch of teams all bunched together.
That's right.
We're 3 out of 4 from being the 3 seed or the 4 seed right now in the Eastern Conference. Trey was asked today, and talking to the media members, Kevin Chouinard had this today. He goes, I see certain things, this is Trey speaking, that our team is doing really good, and I want to keep allowing our team to do them. But then there are times, obviously, where we're struggling, and I just want to make it easier. And that goes back to what you and I discussed. When we have those 5-minute droughts, right?
That's right.
That's where Trey gets to the line, gets some free throws going, boom. That's where we need Trey scoring, and that's where, you know, Trey's going to have to decide some days, wow, Jalen Johnson is filling up the bucket. Let's make him the focal point, and I'll just get, you know, I'll get 20 assists tonight. This gets back to Snyder, and Snyder's got a right shotgun on all this, right?
He does.
I mean, because you got a major, major contract decision about Trey. You want to see how he interacts with this young team. You have options. You could move on from Trey and have a really young team like Oklahoma City and then maybe go through the draft and you get that 6'6 point guard that everybody says they need in the NBA today. Or Trey is the cherry on top that makes everything run, right, and can be what the Steph Curry was we thought he was going to be when Schlenk put this thing together years ago, right? I mean, there's two things can be true. Trey can make this better, or maybe Trey doesn't fit this. We're going to find out.
Yeah. Look, I think we need another scorer on the floor. We talked about, you know, what Nikhil has been doing. He's having a great season, by the way, Alexander. And then what Jalen's doing. But I also think we need another finisher on the floor, and that's what he's going to bring. But you're right. We're going to find out. He could play as early as tomorrow. I think they listed him as questionable. They put out an injury report literally at 5 o'clock as we started the 5 o'clock hour. But I do think, Mike, he makes his return before the weekend here. They've got a back-to-back situation, I think, with the Hornets. And I think Trey will get some playing time, and then we'll get a chance to see what this final looks like. Because you can't judge this product without him. You can't judge what the Hawks are going to be or what you think they are until you see him. And it may take, Mike, 5 games. I don't know what it's going to take. It may take a little bit for him to get a feel for this group because he's not played with these guys consistently all season long, even though he's been at these games. All right, guys, we're live at Flowery Branch as we get ready to wrap things up. By the way, Abe is in tonight, Big O. Is that right, Abe?
Yes.
All right, Abe – Abe for 90 minutes, and then we have the bowl game. We have a bowl game tonight here. Tomorrow, by the way, we're back in studio. Friday, Twin Peaks, Kennesaw. We will be out there from 2 to 6. So if you get a chance, come on out and hang out with us. And then Saturday, I'm actually going to be out there watching games and just hanging out. So come kick it with your boy. 3 to 5. 3 to 5 on Saturday afternoon, hanging out at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. And also a quick reminder that we are your home for live college football all season long. We have been, and we continue to be, guys, throughout the college football playoff and the bowl games. But Friday, we'll be out at Twin Peaks. Real quick, as we wrap things up, want to mention one other thing that we did not. Got this from a listener, and we were talking about the high school football games and giving all the congratulations out. And Mike, somebody said, hey, did Day-Day mention Jarvis Jones? We did not. Ironically, we talked about it off air because I was talking to Gordon, our G Money, our engineer, and Day-Day about Jarvis getting his first state championship as a coach. And you were mentioning, you know, you and G Money and Mike were talking about he won a state championship down there at Carver, and now he's back as the head coach.
Oh, wow.
So we did want to mention this.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So I apologize to that listener.
You left somebody out.
Well, you know, I'm not going to lie.
That's an error of omission.
I'm not going to lie. Coach Winston Gordon at Hapeville, who Carver beat, you know, that's my guy.
Okay.
So, you know.
Okay. You know, you told the heartwarming story about Hapeville
exactly.
Doesn't have
Thank
shoes.
You.
They don't have a field.
I did not say
helmets.
They don't have shoes, Mike.
They're playing like those Dominican
Stop
kids, Carl. They're using milk cartons for a glove. Their uniform tied together with strings.
All jokes aside, shout out to Coach
They got one
Jones.
Bus pass everyone has to share to get to the games.
Same.
It takes him 45 minutes to get everybody on the field.
He's so wrong. Oh, ironically, too, I was telling you off air that that's where Dale McGee coached Carver well and won state as a coach down there before he got into the college ranks.
All right.
So I hopefully adding that tidbit satisfied the listener.
I got to tell you, though, that's a hell of a feat for Jarvis. I mean, to win one as a player and then to go coach one, so congratulations to Jarvis Jones. All right, and everybody down there, Carver High School. All right, man, we got to get out of the way tomorrow. Again, back in studio, thanks to Kirk Cousins and to Coach Raheem Morse. Big O, man, let's clear our throat. Mike, did we learn some things today from Kirk Cousins, bro?
Well, he speaks from the heart, and sometimes, like me, he speaks too much. And I think that's what happened this offseason. But he did keep it in perspective about what happened last year when we were pulling our hair out about this team and his competitive nature and not willing to admit that he wasn't 100%. And now knowing he was really jammed up. I do think that having Penix Jr. over his shoulder played a part. He would not agree to that completely. But we do know that he's probably gone. That's, if you want to read between the lines, I think, as you said, it sure sounds to me that it would take a lot of things would have to fall into place. And the money, it just seems almost impossible that the Falcons won't just move on and split that cap hit. And then we got to find plan B until Pettis gets back. We're in a really tough spot next year.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, man. Day-Day, great job. Executive producing. Big O back at the studio. And our man G Money, Gordon, back with us here at Flowery Branch. Thanks to all the staff up here doing all the things to make this possible. All right, I just saw this, and I was like, wow. Do you guys see what Taylor Swift did for her tour? So her tour generated $2 billion. So she rewards the staff and pays them $197 million in bonuses.
How about them apples?
The dancers on her tour, and there are many of you in this city and who are listening to our voices who saw Taylor Swift not once, probably saw her twice, maybe even three times. The dancers on that tour, she gave them $750,000 each. Mike, that's five times their annual salary when you see these dancers on tour with certain artists. She gave the truck drivers $100,000 to match their typical yearly wage. She's just handing money out to everyone that helped her on this incredible tour that generated $2 billion.
Wow.
Say what you want, man. That's pretty incredible.
That's the old school bonuses. We used to have these things in our lives called bonuses.
That's incredible.
That's nice. That's, you know, that's why people love her.
It's true. All right, man. We're back at you guys tomorrow. Lots more to get to. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you're just a very lonely, angry person on social media this week.
You know what? Glad you found a way.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, Streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.